FM on the station app and on OpenView channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Shack Dwellers' Movement Abahlali baseMjondolo has slammed the destruction of dwellings at an informal settlement in Kwadukuza, saying scores of people have now been left homeless. The municipality tore down more than 50 structures last week and yesterday at the Magebula settlement. Officials say the shacks were erected on municipal land earmarked for another housing project. But Abahlali's Mqapheli Bonono says he has an issue with the way officials are going about the issue.
This country is really a country of a democratic with a freedom. Give the community to participate and make their own submissions on why they managed to get in that land. We condone that the municipalities, they just take the results to bring violence and leave people homeless.
Kwadukuza spokesperson Sfiso Zulu says the municipality was carrying out a court order with the demolitions.
Court order does not say we must find alternatives for them. In line with the rule of law, which we respect, we will just enforce the court order. And those who find themselves on the wrong side of the law will have to find themselves an alternative. We are trying to build houses for people who are rightfully on the list. We don't want to entertain those who want to hijack the process and jump the queue. They have to vacate that piece of land.
An Amanzi Mtoti-based NGO that helps abused children believes the number of rape cases thrown out due to insufficient evidence is far higher than the figure presented by government. Several days ago, the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police, Ian Cameron, told Newsroom Africa the DNA backlog at forensic labs was delaying the prosecution of rape cases. Last month, Police Minister Senzo Mqunu said over 1,000 cases had been thrown out of court. Bobby Bear's Erica Olifir says it's not the victim's fault when this happens or kids don't get to where they need to be.
At what level is the evidence going missing? Because we follow, not just by any agency working with rape kids, we follow protocol, we go through the whole procedure to make sure that statement taking or the evidence is all okay.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is today hosting Namibian President Nangolo Mbumba in Cape Town. The leaders are set to discuss strengthening bilateral relations. The presidency says Mbumba will also update Ramaphosa on Namibia's political and economic landscape, as well as developments within Namibia's governing party. And Donald Trump's former senior advisor, Steve Bannon, has been released from prison after spending nearly 4 months behind bars. He was convicted of defying a subpoena to testify before the congressional panel investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. His release from prison comes just a week before the U.S. presidential elections. Bannon played a senior role in Trump's 2016 campaign and later served in the White House as chief strategist. In 2020, he was charged with wire fraud and money laundering for taking, for personal use, millions of dollars contributed by donors for the construction of a border wall with Mexico. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Orlando Pirates can move 6 points clear at the top of the Betway Premiership tonight. On a slot, dismissing reports that new signing Federico K. Kesa will go out on loan, and Jordan Hendrickse has been called up to the Springbok squad for the end of year tour.